At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Dallas has one of the country's highest rates of youth unemployment. Nearly 13% of residents 16 to 24 years old aren't in school or don't have a job. A massive job fair today hopes to lower that rate. About 50 companies will take part in the first ever Dallas Opportunity Fair. They're prepared to offer 1,700 jobs to young people. Starbucks leads a coalition called the 100,000 Opportunities Initiative. John Kelly with the company says all the participating companies believe in the same thing.
And that is a belief that the nearly 5 million young people in the United States who are out of school, out of work, or at risk, that they all share one thing in common, that if given an opportunity, they can be successful. And that the employers represent a small fraction of the more than 8 million jobs that are available, and we're simply trying to connect the dots.
Kelly says the fair also provides mentoring and job readiness training. More than 1,000 young adults have signed up so far. You can register online at 100kopportunities.org/Dallas. A committee has sent a bill meant to fix the Dallas Police and Fire Pension Fund to the full Senate. City leaders, pension board officials, and first responder associations were concerned with some provisions on governance, contributions, and reduced benefits, but last-minute negotiations yesterday saved it. Mayor Mike Rawlings said fixing the pension fund is just the beginning.
We've got to attract and retain our police and our fire for us to continue the growth. Dallas is going to grow in the next 20 years. We are going to be a great city. But it won't be that way if we don't solve that issue.
The Dallas Police and Fire Pension System is about 10 years away from running out of money due to risky investments and unsustainable benefits. If this bill passes the Senate, it'll be solvent for 46 years. Vivian Castleberry has seen it all. She was born in the roaring 20s, came of age during the Great Depression, and became a journalism pioneer in Dallas. For nearly three decades, she edited what were at first called the women's pages at the Dallas Times-Herald. When Castleberry retired, she started a new career as a peace activist. Rick Holter stopped by her Dallas home for this Friday conversation.
I take it you didn't like that title, the women's pages, very much.
I inherited a section that was food, fashion, society, and home furnishings. I was working for an all-male management who thought that women were interested only in what women traditionally did. I knew that there were stories out there that were not being covered, and I wanted to hold those stories up to a reading public that was ready for them.
You've tackled some tough topics.
I did.
Rape, child abuse, yeah. Race relations.
Right.
How did the men who ran the paper react to that?
First with puzzlement, and then with a little resistance. My husband once said to me, "Honey, why don't you just do what they want you to do and what they pay you for and not push so hard?" And I said, "Because I have a reading public that is pushing, and I have a wonderful staff that is pushing, and I know I'm right. I know it is time. I know that women are interested in things other than shopping and staying at home or playing bridge or going to the country club."
You raised
five daughters.
At a time nobody had even heard of work-life balance or family leave. Yeah. How did you manage that balance?
Well, I say the short story is that I was married to the world's most liberated man. Kurt and I talked long hours about whether or not I could pull this off. Because you're right, I was working at the time when a woman's place was in the home and she was not expected to go out and have a career. So I could have entertained a lot of guilt.
You were the first woman to serve on the Times-Herald editorial board. What was it like being the only female voice in that room?
It was lonely. The night before I went on the editorial board, Monday morning, Kurt and I were walking the block and talking about, and I said, "You know, I'm not sure I'm ready for this. I just don't know whether I'm smart enough to go in. The next night, I got home and Kurt said, well, how did it go? I said, you're not going to believe this. They spent the first 30 minutes talking about last night's cowboy football game.
What made you flip that switch in 1984 and turn from journalism to a more activist role?
Well, I had done everything I could for women and for this community. The Times Herald at the time had a revolving door of management. The end was not too far off, and I could see that. So 10 days after I walked out of the Times Herald, I was on my first of four trips to what was then the Soviet Union as a grassroots citizen diplomat. And that came about quite naturally when I think it over. I am the daughter of a World War I veteran who around our dining room table would very often say that there are better ways of solving the world's problems than by killing each other. And we have to find a way to do it.
Do you have any regrets?
I've lived almost 100 years. And I have seen so many dramatic things happen. I have lived a life that very few people get to live. And I don't have time for regrets because there are other things still waiting for me to do. My health is winding down, so I know that the days are numbered, but I am living life to the fullest.
That was journalism pioneer Vivian Castleberry for our Friday conversation. In the forecast, a slight chance of rain today, high near 89, 76 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth.